Well, hello. This is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and on the phone today we've got Stephen Schmidt of Eagle Nest Ministries Love Packages. And so, welcome, Stephen.
Good morning, or good afternoon. I don't know wherever this airs.
We're going to air it twice. Now, listen. You have this unique ministry where you're gathering Christian materials, and you're out. First of all, you're in Butler, Illinois. So, for some of our listeners who may not know where that is, where's Butler?
Butler is located over by Litchfield, Illinois. We're between Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Raymond. It's a little bitty tiny town. But we're doing a big thing here in this little town.
Tell us about this big thing. What are you doing with all this literature? You're gathering literature. What kind of literature, and what are you doing with it?
Yeah, well, we collect used Christian literature from publishing houses and ministries, and then individuals and churches. Now, we don't run around and pick those things out unless you're a publishing house or something, but people send it to us or bring it to us. We're talking about Bibles and Sunday school materials and daily devotionals and Christian books and paperbacks, reference books, just all those kind of things. And then we send it into third world countries to people who don't have any. Now, last year we shipped over 1,200 tons of literature to the nations.
What got you started doing this? Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, I've been doing it a long time, 42 years.
Wow.
So it was the spring of 1975. I had a little stack of Decision magazines and some daily devotionals and some old Bibles sitting in the corner of my dining room. And every time I walked through there, God just kind of pointed his finger at me and said, Steve, you're wasting that. And I don't know whether you're like Aram or not, but I argue with the Lord sometimes. And so I argued with the Lord for about 3 months and said, God, I'm going to use it to prepare lessons. And he said, no, you're not, you know. And I said, okay, God, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to waste it, but I don't know what to do with it. You know, they're 4 years old. I mean, I don't know anybody who wants stuff that's 4 years old. I don't know anybody who wants an old Bible. Who wants it? I don't, you know. And so, long story short, I wrote to 5 men in 4 nations that were nationals that had graduated from Christ for the Nations Institute in Dallas, Texas. And I asked them, can you use English literature? And if so, how much and how soon? And it seemed like the letters were only gone a day or two, you know, and the letters were back and said, yes, we can use as much as you can get here, as soon as you can get here. And so my wife and I, we didn't know that everybody had a bunch of stuff. And so we just started packing our own up. And that first year from August to January, we shipped 60 little boxes out of the basement of our home. But then as I would go to like the Baptist chicken dinner or the United Methodist pancake supper, you know, and sit with people in the area that I knew, they'd say, hey, Steve, how are you? You know, what are you doing? You know, and I'd say that I'd collect these Bibles in Sunday school. And they'd go, oh, wow, we've got a whole closet full of that stuff. You know, could we bring ours over, too? And the next year, we did 3.5 tons out of the basement. And then we did 7 tons, and then 11 outgrew it and went to the double car garage. And it's just grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. Now we have 2 offices. We have one in Butler, Illinois, and one in Decatur, Alabama. And our goals this year is to ship 2,000 tons of literature to the nations. Give you an idea what that is. That's enough literature for about 80 million people to read first time.
Well, that's amazing. You're doing this out of Butler, Illinois. Now, folks, if you want more information about the Love Packages ministry, you can get a hold of Stephen's crew at area code 217-532-6701. Or you can go to their website, which is simply lovepackages.org. That's lovepackages.org. Now, in the little note I have here, says that you guys currently recycle materials for 9 Sunday school publishers and ministries, such as Radio Bible Class, Billy Graham, Family Life Today, CBN, World Home Bible League.
Yeah, well, we do 9 major Sunday school publishers. We pick up all the leftover materials at the end of every quarter. So Lifeway, which is a Southern Baptist, or David C. Cook, or UMI, or Standard Publishing, or all these different publishing houses, we collect everything at the end of the quarter, the things that they haven't been able to sell. And then we take it back here to our headquarters here in Butler, and we need volunteers. You know, volunteers come in and they help us match up so many students and so many teachers and, you know, so many packets so that it's got the good set, you know. And then we have these strapping machines. We have 5 or 6 strapping machines that we run on a continual basis and get it ready. And so people that are listening to this, you know, you're close enough, all of you are within an hour and a half or two of love packages. And so you can come down and and help us and put your hands to the work, and it'd be something eternal that you do. But we also do things for ministries, like you said, Charles Stanley. We're getting a truckload today from Billy Graham, and then we prepare them for overseas shipment.
And so, what kind of when you talk about volunteers, what kind of support do you need? You obviously said people to kind of sort and
well, of course, we're always looking for people that would kind of get a vision for it and be able to come, you know, one day a week or one day a month, you know, and just we could teach them what to do, and it would be beneficial. We have a on our front page of our website, it's called lovepackages.org. Down at the very bottom, I have a thing, it's a video, it's called the Nickel Tour. And if people go on lovepackages.org and go down to the bottom, they can click on that Nickel Tour, and I'll walk you around and show you what we do in the ministry, and you'll begin to see some people in the building doing different jobs. You know, whether it's packing boxes of books or Bibles for shipment, or whether it's running in one of the banding machines or whatever. And so those jobs are always available. I mean, we need people all the time. There's only two of us on staff at this moment. We're trying to find another.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a young man out there that's strong and capable and got good heart and good character, we need someone else here, but that's another thing altogether. Yeah, and we can even take youth groups, men's groups, women's groups. We have dormitories here on property. We have a dormitory that sleeps 20-some upstairs and 10-some, 11 downstairs, 8 showers and kitchen facilities, so that we have people that come, you know, all year long, you know, and they come for 2 days or 3 days or overnight or, you know, of course, all the listening audience here would be close enough they could just drive in for the day. But
sure.
if you had something like a youth group and you wanted to have a little retreat for 3 days or something, you know, you could have you could do the teaching at night and work at Love Packages during the daytime. And at lunchtime, we always tell stories from overseas of how the need that there is for the literature and how it's being used. And it always seems to be a favorite time for everybody.
So I bet somebody out there now is interested. So the phone number, one more time, is 217-532-6701. And they're at 220 Union Street in Butler, Illinois, just 8 miles east of Litchfield. And you can get to their website and take the Nickel Tour at www.lovepackages.org. Now, Stephen, before you get away, though, you mentioned that you did some preaching for somebody who's an old friend of the radio station.
Yeah. Well, Bumper used to be there at the radio station, and he was on Lamplighter for a number of years, and we just became friends, and I don't know, I probably preached in 4 or 5 of his churches that he's been pastor of, you know, over the years at the United Methodist. And so now he's in Mount Vernon, so I was just there, maybe 2-3 months ago and preached for him and shared about Love Packages, so he's a good friend.
So and
all you guys over there, I haven't met you yet, but the guys there at the radio station have been great friends of mine for years, too. So
yeah, so those folks who have been tuning in the evenings, we still carry Southern Joy with Bumper Quick, and that's who Stephen's talking about. Bumper is currently a pastor there in Mount Vernon. So our listeners in Mount Vernon, if you bump into Bumper, be sure to tell him hi from Stephen and from those of us at WJOY. Well, Stephen, what else would you like to tell us about your ministry before we go?
Well, one of the things that we don't understand in the United States of America is that there is a great need all around the world for Christian literature. We have such an abundance, such a glut of inspiration and information. You know, we have a hard time understanding that there's pastors today all over the world that don't have a Bible.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's just, I tell people that here in the States, and they go, oh, surely not, you know. But it is, you know. I mean, we just got an email from one of our literature distributors in Ghana, and he told me, he says, on the next load, which we just sent him a 20-ton container last Friday, he told me, he says, I know 1,000 Bible school students that are studying for the ministry, you know, to be pastors or evangelists or whatever, that don't own a copy of a Bible. Hard to understand, isn't it? Because we can sit at home on our computer in our pajamas, you know, and order something and get
exactly.
it, you know. it's just readily available. But it's not that way so many places of the world, and that's what we do. We provide these materials. There's whole nations that have had no discipleship material, like Sunday school material and alike. That's what we do. We collect all these things, and we're expecting a great harvest because of it. You know, the Word of God says about itself, God speaking, he says, when I send forth my word, it will not return unto me again void, but it would accomplish the things that I purposed in my own heart. And so we do this by faith. You know, we don't know all the people that's going to read it. We don't know where it's going to go after we release it. You know, I mean, we send it into distribution points. We work with different people around the world. We work with some people in Samaritan's Purse and Every Home for Christ, and we ship literature into 20 tons at a time, and then they distribute it out. They give it to pastors, leaders, Bible colleges. But God orchestrates all those things and gets exactly the right piece of literature to exactly the right person to affect their heart in exactly the right way.
Well, folks, if you're interested, if this has really touched you and moved you, if you want to get involved, you give Stephen and his crew a call at 217-532-6701 or get on his website, lovepackages.org. And Stephen, bless you for your ministry out there to the folks around the world. And, you know, thanks for visiting with us today on The Lamplighter.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. This has been WJOI's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning, and thanks for making us a part of your day.